This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
All right, the president says he may send troops to the border, Saudi Arabia. We know they're guilty. The question is, what do we do about it? And a scandal involving a Democrat governor that the media is not covering. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. This is the Zioli Show. Happy Thursday. Almost to the end of the week, kids. First of all, let's understand something now. There is a major scandal going on in the New Jersey governor's office, and it is not being covered by CNN, MSNBC, I dare to say I haven't even seen it on Fox News. Not being covered on Good Morning America, CBS Morning Show, The Today Show. What's interesting, though, of course, is these shows gave nonstop coverage to Brett Kavanaugh. And they've always been a platform for the Me Too movement. But they're not covering this story of a woman who says she was raped by one of New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy's top staffers. Now, former top staffer, because the guy resigned. The day before the Wall Street Journal was going to run a story about all this, which was October 2nd. Now, there's a bipartisan committee investigating this. Murphy has started his own investigation. What I find interesting are two things. Number one, the media doesn't seem to care. Outside of NJ.com, the New Jersey Herald, and South Jersey Times, a couple of other places, they don't really care. I mean, nobody has sent a camera crew to Trenton. I looked, and I don't see women dressed up as handmaids outside the statehouse. I've looked. But I don't see any handmaids. I don't see any pink hats. Nothing. Why does this involve Governor Murphy directly? And why should everybody wonder about this? Because the woman who says she was raped back in 2017 sent the governor an email on June 1st, 2018, talking about a sensitive matter and asking for a meeting with him. And he writes back, "Tammy and I are aware. We know who you are. We'll get a meeting together. I'm copying my people. We'll get this going." On it, he wrote. We're on it. Nothing ever came of it. Nothing. The guy who she says raped her, still working at the New Jersey Schools Authority Commission, blah, some, it's another thing too, that commission needs to be shut down. I'll get into that too. Anyway, he's still working there. And he was hired despite this, hired even though there were other allegations against him years ago. Now, of course, Phil Murphy was out there during the Kavanaugh hearing saying that Brett Kavanaugh should not be confirmed as Supreme Court because he wants to believe women. Wants to believe women. All right. And so this young woman is so frustrated because she says, "I can't get justice anywhere. I can't get justice. I went to the police after the alleged rape happened." She said, "I went to the police. I got a rape kit. They have the DNA evidence, the saliva evidence." But the prosecutor's office in Hudson County, New Jersey, one of the most corrupt Democrat counties in the country. I mean that. It is probably one of the most corrupt Democratic counties in the entire country. And it always has been. Hudson County, New Jersey has always been one of the most, first of all, it's always been a Democratic stronghold. Always. And it's always been corrupt. Bob Menendez used to be the chairman of the Hudson County Democratic Committee years ago. Yeah. So anyway, the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office chooses to believe the guy and said when he said it was consensual. So they said, okay, we won't file any charges then. Again, in the Me Too movement era, I would think that should come under scrutiny, especially because the prosecutor knows the alleged assailant. Now, look, I don't know if this happened or not. I don't know if she's telling the truth. I don't know if it was consensual. I don't know these things, but what I do know is this. The left keeps telling us we're supposed to believe women. The left keeps saying it's the Me Too era. The left keeps saying we need to have investigations. The only investigations happening here are BS political investigations about hiring practices and whatnot. The media should sit down with Governor Phil Murphy and ask a couple of questions. They should say to him, "Governor, you're telling everybody you only found out about this in October. Are you lying? New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, are you lying right now? Because she emailed you on June 1st. And then you copied people on it, and your chief counsel was told of this by her in March. In March, he got an email. Phil Murphy's top counsel, chief counsel of the governor's office, gets an email from this young woman who works, by the way, in the administration. Gets an email. She tells him about the incident. He recuses himself, the chief counsel, because he knows both of them. and then sends it on to the ethics probe in the state attorney general's office where it dies or nothing happens. So my question is, did Governor Phil Murphy, when he got the email in June, call his chief counsel and say, do you know what this is about? Did Governor Murphy know what this is about? Because now it's coming out that he did. Now it's starting to come out that, yes, he was told of this when it was raised to the attention of the counsel's office in March. Because you've got a high-ranking official in his administration accusing another high-ranking official in his administration of rape. So obviously, the governor would be brought into this. So for months now, the governor did nothing. Kept this guy on the payroll making $140,000 a year. And did not have an investigation. The state attorney general's office did not have an investigation. Nobody did a damn thing about it. So then the Wall Street Journal writes a story about it. And she tells her story. She says, all the things that you would break your heart to hear. You know, tells a very, very convincing story. And what she says in her own words here, she says, according to her account, Alvarez, who's the guy that raped her, attacked her inside her apartment in Jersey City after he gave her a ride home from a bar attended by campaign staff. She said Alvarez, who has denied the allegation through an attorney, asked to use her bathroom and have a drink of water, but instead forced himself on top of her and sexually assaulted her. She said, I said, stop, why are you doing this? And then I said straight up, this is not consensual. He continued to attack her, pulling off her pants and underwear, taking off some of his own clothes and then thrust on top of her. She said she was able to get away, kicking him off her and locking herself in a bathroom until he left. She contacted her husband, who was in Sweden at the time, and her best friend. She came to stay at the apartment for a few days. Both confirmed the account to the newspaper. Okay, this was April 8th, 2017. On April 9th, 2017, Brennan contacted the police to report the alleged assault, Katie Brennan. They did the emergency room evaluation, and the assistant Hudson County prosecutor told her the examination had uncovered saliva and DNA. In April, in the summer of 2017, she started to be a policy advisor for Governor Murphy's campaign. Murphy was elected governor November 7th. And there was around the same time that she told a top administration official who's now the governor's chief of staff of the allegations of sexual assault. So it goes back to November 17th. February, Katie Brennan becomes the chief of staff at the New Jersey Housing and Mortgage Finance Agency. In March, she contacts Matt Platkin, the governor's chief counsel. This is all on Politico, by the way, politico.com. Contacts the governor's chief counsel, Matt Platkin, tells him about the allegation she made against Alvarez. Platkin, who had been the campaign's top policy advisor, accused himself. Quote, the matter was immediately and properly referred to the chief ethics officer of the governor's office and to the attorney general's office. In a statement, the attorney general's office declined to discuss what action it took. We can confirm that the governor's office conveyed information to the attorney general's office regarding Mr. Alvarez. Okay, this was back in March. In April, Platkin told Alvarez's supervisor at the time that Alvarez should separate himself from state government. Separate yourself from state government. This is the governor's top chief counsel now telling the accused rapist, you should separate yourself from government. They wanted to just get rid of the guy. They wanted to just bury this and get rid of the guy. Nearly 14 months after the alleged attack, nothing happened. Still, nothing was happening. There were no charges filed. This guy still has a job, and she's frustrated. The victim here, Katie Brennan, very, very, very frustrated. So she composes an email to New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and his wife, Tammy. Quote, sensitive matter meeting request was the subject line of the email sent at 7 p.m. to the couple's private address. Reluctantly, I'm coming to you today to discuss something that happened during the campaign. If possible, I would like to meet with either of you one-on-one for this sensitive matter. Thank you for your consideration. You should remember now, the governor's wife, Tammy Murphy, said she was sexually assaulted when she was a college student. The governor himself wrote back to Katie Brennan 41 minutes later, addressing Brennan by her first name and saying, Katie, we know you well, adding our respective teams to get on with scheduling something. So he copies his teams to get everybody together. We are on it. If we prove not to be fast enough, don't hesitate to come back to Tammy or me directly. Many thanks, Phil and Tammy M. The governor copied two staff administrative assistants on the email. In a statement, Murphy's spokesman said the governor was unaware of the substance of the allegations, but due to the time period referenced in Ms. Brennan's email, the governor properly referred the matter to his campaign counsel. So we have to believe then the governor still didn't know anything about this entire time. Remember, there was all this outrage over a bridge being shut down in a traffic jam for a week, which I'm not excusing. I'm just simply saying the double standards of the media here are amazing. October 2nd, 2018, Alvarez resigns, the alleged rapist, the same day he was contacted by the Wall Street Journal for comment. This was also the day Murphy said he and the First Lady learned Alvarez had been accused of sexual assault. They say they learned that day, October 2nd. He's lying. The governor of New Jersey is lying. Phil Murphy is lying right now. There is no way he didn't know before that. This is the question the media should be asking him. And then when all this broke in the Wall Street Journal, then they start scrambling. We're going to have an investigation. We're going to have do our own thing. We're going to investigate. You'll investigate. I'll investigate. Everybody will do an investigation. We'll have an independent investigation. Do you realize the corruption that is going on in the state of New Jersey? Not only have you silenced a rape victim, a potential rape victim, right? I don't know if she's telling you. I don't know, but I've been told by the left, we're supposed to believe women. And all women are to be believed, and that's what we're told, right? So she's saying she was raped, and she has evidence to prove it, and it's a year-old allegation. Where are the handmaids? Where are the women dressing up as handmaids outside the governor's office in Trenton? He's over in Germany, by the way. And here's the interesting thing about this. I've been posting about this on Twitter and Facebook, and you would not believe how many leftists have come after me, blasting me. What about Trump? What about Kavanaugh? The GOP? The hypocrisy? None of them are angry about this treatment of this poor woman. None of them. They don't care. You know why? Because Phil Murphy's a Democrat. Phil Murphy is a Democrat who may run for president. Ah, yes. The little dirty little secret in all this, the reason why this is so hush-hush, the reason why MSNBC hasn't touched it, why CNN has not touched it, why Good Morning America hasn't touched it, the Today Show, CBS This Morning, and on and on. The reason is Phil Murphy may run for president of the United States of America. That's the dirty little secret here. He was asked about it again in Germany. And there's already talk of Phil Murphy going to Iowa. It resembles Chris Christie's early lure to the presidency, but the way they see it, Murphy's got money. Murphy's a progressive like them. And why not? Why not? So you see, they don't want to bring this to light because it could hurt him politically. Now you understand the hypocrisy of the left and the media. I mean, I know you understand this. You're very, very smart. But I'm saying this is happening in real time. And I think the proof is so obvious. It's right there in the face, in our face, my face, your face. This poor woman still has no justice. Now they're going to have this buried in all kinds of state committees and lawyers who are getting paid $350 an hour to look into it and blah, blah, blah. And what I want to know, a couple things here. What did the governor know? When did the governor know it? And why did he cover up for a rapist on his staff? Why did he allow this man to stay on his staff? And why? And if he didn't know, why didn't anyone tell him? And if they did tell him, why didn't he do something about it? Why don't they believe women? See, that's the question I want to ask. But he might run for president. He might be the next Look, Phil Murphy could be the Democratic nominee in 2020. They're not going to go after him. They're not going to cover this story. It proves to you how little they actually care about women, how little they actually care about the Me Too movement, how little they actually care about making sure that all women are being believed. It's when it's convenient for them, politically convenient. And guess what? Unfortunately for poor Katie Brennan, it's not convenient for them right now because Phil Murphy's got a lot of money. He's a progressive. He's governor of New Jersey, and he could be a presidential candidate. So sorry, Katie Brennan. We're going to have to not cover this story, even though we were all over a traffic jam, the national media, day in and day out, because Christie had presidential ambitions. Even though we were all over that, we can't be all over this, even though Murphy has presidential ambitions. Yeah, that's what somebody said to me on Twitter yesterday. You got to remember it was different. Christie had presidential ambitions. Please. Like Phil Murphy doesn't. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Well, we're going to do our best to continue to get this story out there because sadly nobody else outside of us and a couple of other local outlets is talking about it. This should be a national political scandal in the Me Too era. And it's just crickets. The Zioli Show. Glad you're here. All right. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210, #1210 on a cell. If you want to weigh in on this, Dave is in Hopewell, New Jersey. Dave, glad you called.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Red. None of the New York stations are talking about it. None of them on the radio stations. The only one that's talking about it is the local Jersey station, 101.5. And one thing, could you see that clown in a debate with Donald Trump? I don't know. It'd be worth watching.
Like, oh, I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, I personally think Phil Murphy would be a horrendous candidate, but I don't think like a lefty, so I'm a little bit blinded there. You know, they look at this and think, this guy's got money, and he's got a beautiful wife, and so he's a progressive, and he's for sanctuary. He made New Jersey a sanctuary state, and he's a $15 minimum, you know, $15 an hour guy. So he's exactly what the left is looking for. And yeah, so they're very nervous to damage him.
Yeah, because New Jersey is the most corrupt state in the union. I'm third generation Jersey, Italian Jersey. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, corrupt. And he's just a Goldman Sachs clown who has enough $12 million to get himself elected. And
that's
the basic thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Listen, man, it's so frustrating, but doesn't it really tell you the truth about the media? Doesn't this whole ordeal show you the truth about who the media really is?
I know. Not even Fox did it. It's a great story for Fox to do because we got to get rid of Menendez. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I that also confounds me. It really does. If nothing else, the political aspect of this, of investigations being launched, a bipartisan investigation by the Senate to investigate what's going on here, that alone should be a national story.
I know. And the thing is, like, the guy that's running against Menendez, he started Celgene. Celgene was bankrupt. He took Celgene from a bankrupt company into a profitable company where? New Jersey.
You got it.
And what's his name ever do? Nothing. You know, take Murphy, Cuomo, and the clown at the mayor of New York, and ask them how many private sector jobs they created. Donald Trump probably reduced more building Trump Tower. That's all I got to say.
You got it, Dave. Thanks, bud. Good call. Appreciate it. 855-839-1210. And you remember, you know, Phil Murphy was out there talking about Judge Kavanaugh. Now, I have a question here. This is my question. If he's not running for president, why is he talking about a Supreme Court justice? He said Judge Kavanaugh should just pack it up and go home. He says, I'm sick of women not being believed. We got to change this mindset that says we don't listen to women. That was Phil Murphy saying all that during the Judge Kavanaugh hearings. Why, he's the governor of New Jersey. Why is he commenting on a judge, a federal judge who might become a Supreme Court justice? Oh, the reason why is because when it's convenient to cover a story like that, it's not a local story. It's a national story. A governor commenting on something like that, or the fact that he wants to run for president, makes sure that he talks about one of Trump's appointees, and that's what happens. And that's what happens. So, you know, remember something about this guy, this sleazeball governor. He used to be Barack Obama's ambassador to Germany. Okay? He was the ambassador to Germany. Now he's the governor of New Jersey. Do not think for a second he doesn't have eyes on the White House. He absolutely 100% does. That's why they never did anything about this. Because what happened is they hired a guy who was an alleged rapist, even though they knew the accusation was there, and they hired him anyway. And if that comes out, and it comes out that Murphy knew about it and did nothing, oh, that may just hurt him. I don't know. Maybe it won't. Clearly, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it won't hurt him. Because obviously nobody's dressing up in handmaid's outfits. They only do that when Mike Pence comes to town. The day that Kavanaugh was going to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice, you had women in the hallway. Remember, people were clawing on the doors, dressed as handmaids, all this other stuff. None of that is happening right now in Trenton. And so somebody who I respect, by the way, Matt Katz, who's a great guy, and I like Matt a lot, and he wrote a book on Christie. He covered Bridgegate. He used to write for the Inquirer back then. And he tweeted me last night and said, well, remember, well, it's true that there's national TV media silence here. Christie had eyes on the White House. He had presidential ambition. And I tweeted back and I said, Matt, let's not kid ourselves, man. Murphy is absolutely a contender for 2020. So I said, a good journalist like you who chased Bridgegate down like a dog with a bone and did a hell of a job with it, you should be asking Murphy the same questions, the same kind of questions. When did you know? What did you know? And when did you know about it? But they won't, because they don't. I'm not saying Matt, but I'm saying that his bosses at NPR probably won't let him. I mean, sadly, I don't know what else to say. Russ is in Hatboro. Russ, glad you called.
Yeah, how come the FBI doesn't get involved, or Trump has someone look into this? I mean, a governor, right, would be under the jurisdiction, right, of the federal?
Well, I mean, her federal civil rights could have been violated, which would certainly give them a federal right. oversight. Corruption is a federal offense, even if it's committed by state officials. So that's another reason they could look into it. There's lots of reasons why the feds could look into it if they wanted to. But remember something. This Justice Department, you know, it's not like Trump picks up the phone and says, investigate this, investigate that. But Justice Department makes a lot of independent decisions. And so I don't know. They might be behind the scenes. Who the hell knows? Remember, we don't always know what they're doing behind the scenes, but it's a very, very good question, bud. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Bruce in Hatboro. Hey, Bruce.
Hi, Rich. I'm just wondering, where's Fox News with all this?
Yeah, I don't know. Great question.
I mean, how do you get in touch with them? Maybe they don't know about it. I doubt that, but... How do you get a message to Fox News?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we just everybody just has to keep trying to bring the story to light, because otherwise it's gonna fade away. You notice it's already starting to fade away. That's how they absolutely. Do it, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, the mainstream media, you know, dumps, you know, gets rid of anything that's going to be against them.
Yeah. Yeah, and to the detriment of women who might have been actually attacked.
Presidential aspirations, and that's. They're burying it. We got to get it out there.
Yeah.
Bridgegate was a joke, and this guy, come on. I mean, this is ridiculous.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the call. 855-839-1210. I just, you know, and I applaud Dawn yesterday for covering it in every single newscast she did yesterday.
Thank you.
But you did, and I'm so grateful you did. It's already starting to vanish onto the back burner, sadly, this story. Because that's what they do. They announce an investigation, and then they can put it to bed for a while and let months go by. And then, you know, and that's what really, really bugs me about this bipartisan commission that they've established here. It enables them to put it off. Well, we have an investigation going on, so we'll wait and see what the outcome is. That could be months, you know? 855-839-1210. By the way, I just retweeted something from Congressman Tom MacArthur. He's in a very, very tight race here. There's a couple races around the country that I'm watching right now that are very, very close. This is one of those two congressional races in New Jersey, particularly. This is one of them. But Adam Schiff, who is a sleazeball, he said the following. He tweeted the following. Congressman Adam Schiff, you know, Rush calls him pencil neck. Representative MacArthur says his Korean-American opponent is not one of us. Representative Hunter attacks his challenger for being a Muslim terrorist, and Representative King endorses an avowed white supremacist and anti-Semite. The dog whistles of bigotry have been put away. Now they're using trumpets. Okay, Adam Schiff, Democrat congressman, tweets that out. So Tom MacArthur retweets it. Congressman MacArthur, he says, first, I didn't say that. He never said his opponent, Andy Kim, is not one of us. Never said that. Second, you should have done some research before you made such a disgustingly false claim. I have two adopted children from South Korea. I don't want your apology, but you can sure apologize to my children. You know, as an adoptive father of mixed-race children, I can tell you that one time on Twitter, some jackass years ago when Patrick was born, I put a picture up, said something about staying in your own tribe or something, and the Zioli army blasted that guy so bad he blocked me and pretty much everybody else. And he was a kook. The guy who said it was just a kook. You know, he was just a kook. But beyond that, this audience has been nothing but loving to my children. Always asking about my kids, loving to see pictures and videos. Everywhere I go, first thing people ask me sometimes, how's Patrick? How's Claire? Oh, you're so blessed. God bless you. You're so blessed. I've never, ever one time had a single person in this audience, my beloved audience, ever say anything but beautiful, positive things about my children from the day they were born. And yet, this is the kind of crap I got to deal with. Tom MacArthur's got to deal with, because they're always trying to call us racist, and they're always trying to call us sexist, and they're always trying to call us homophobic, and all the other crap that they do. And it infuriates me to such a degree that when I see this stuff happen, when I see stories that don't get covered like this with the governor's office, I get furious, because they're always saying that people like me don't care about women. And I can't, I so fundamentally reject that. They say people like me are racist because I'm conservative. And they say Tom MacArthur's a racist. And this is what they do, though. This is the game. And when something could prove that they're wrong and that one of their own is actually someone who doesn't care about women and had his government cover up for the fact that they hired a rapist, potentially, then the media just doesn't touch it. They don't touch it. Rachel Maddow doesn't seem interested. That's something. Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, does not seem it. Where's Gloria Allred? Where's Gloria? Where's Michael Avenatti? Why doesn't that jackass go to Trenton? I mean, this is a time for him to make some hay. He loves getting his name out there. He should go. Gloria Allred. Who's the other one? Lisa Bloom. Where are they? Why are they not going down there? Having a press conference outside Trenton with Katie Brennan next to their side and saying, we demand justice. We demand charges. We demand justice. Why aren't they doing that? I think you know the answer. I know the answer.
Riccioli 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.